Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Good afternoon. Mike Valenti on vacation. It is the Valenti and Rico show. I'm Stoney. He's Rico. Kenny Cott, the Hatchet Man. What's up, people? Everybody good?
What's going on, Stoney?
Not too much.
Welcome back. Day two.
Day two. Day two of five. Put up with me for one day. We did okay. By the way, I do want to start the show by congratulating my daughter. I mentioned it was their birthdays yesterday, the twins, but my daughter, Jessica. I can see now she's a CPA. She passed her final part of the CPA exam. So way to go. That Michigan State education, baby. She started Georgia for one semester and then went to Michigan State.
See, there it is.
That's right.
All right.
So.
Well, anyway, you know, Georgia's a bunch of frauds.
They have a good business school, too, but she was only there for a semester. Anyway, last night, watching two definitely different kinds of basketball. I don't even have to really talk about the Michigan game. That was one of the worst college basketball games I ever saw. But the Detroit Pistons did it again, and Jalen Duren walking around with the one hand with five, the other hand with two, basically equaling seven in a row. Let's not get too cocky because the Celtics are here tomorrow, but it's just nice to see them be a good team. The Clippers are a good team. Now, Kawhi didn't play, Norman Powell didn't play, but the Pistons, Jaden Ivey hasn't played for a while, so I don't hear injuries as much of an excuse, okay? The Pistons played a really good game last night, and there were times in the game where I thought, oh, they're going to let this one slip away, but they hung together. Cade made another tremendous play, hustle, diving play, kept things going, and they are fun to watch. It seemed from being on watching on television, Rico, that LCA was kind of pumped up a little bit, a little juice in the crowd.
Yes, yeah, it's starting to get there. I think people, Stoney, are slowly but surely coming on the bandwagon and saying, okay, the Pistons, where it used to just be a joke, it used to be, oh, they're winning.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, oh, let me see you keep winning. And now they are that hot team. And, yeah, I think, man, now's the time. Seven in a row, nice. Next two games, measuring stick games.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this, and then I'll let you set this up. Even if they go 0-2, I need to see what you do in that 0-2.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't get blown out.
Right.
Don't show, hey, you know what? You didn't even belong on the court.
No.
Don't regress and go back to the days of old. Give me some fight.
Right.
Give me some punch. Let's see what we got. And right. You're going to be at home. So for Pistons fans, this is the time.
Yeah, Celtics tomorrow night and the Joker and Murray and the Denver Nuggets on Friday, Brooklyn on Saturday night. And we're not sitting here, because I agree with you, Rico. We're not sitting there saying, oh, moral victory, they only lost by 4 points. No, you just when they play a good team, especially if Boston's going to play all their guys, you want to see some fight in them.
Mm-hmm.
And because Boston, obviously, they're really good, and they're playing really good right now, too.
I mean, I want to see what happens, because especially with Boston, because this is a team that you could possibly face in the playoffs. So let's see how you handle them. Let's see what type of defense. And this is a game, I'm looking at Cade. You're going up against some other, some real legit superstars. Mm-hmm. What's your game going to look like? Because I'm quite sure his teammates are going to be looking at him saying, all right, Cade, this is your time now. You want to do the MVP chants during the game. Do something against Boston. Do something against Denver. And then you can start chanting MVP.
Yeah, and look, he's been obviously, stating the obvious, terrific. I mean, the fact of the matter is he's shooting like 46% from the field, which, well, that's it's less than 50%. But for a guard, and he's taking more outside shots than he has in the past, he's making them. His assists, I believe in the last 10 games, if I'm not mistaken, he has at least 7 assists in every game. He's getting his teammates involved. And the most important thing that I'm seeing from Cade Cunningham is he looks like he's a leader, and he embraces that role of being the guy.
Yeah.
And not everybody's like that.
No, and this is where you talked about Ivy. I like Ivy. I just don't know if these two could coexist, because when Cade was out, Ivy was having some great games.
Yeah.
When Ivy goes out, Cade has great games. Stoney, yeah, it doesn't take a genius to kind of see maybe these two can't play together. But yes, the next two games, these are the measuring stick games. These are the ones that for people saying, well, you haven't played anybody. Okay, back-to-back games, you know, one night off, both at home. Let me see what you could do. Top team in the East, one of the top teams in the West. Show me what you can do.
Yep, 248-539-9797.
To your point, Stoney, I just looked at it. Since the beginning of the year of 2025, January, Cade is averaging 9 assists a game.
Mm-hmm.
So he's had a game with 17 in there and 12 and 12 and 12 and 11. So he's really good so far since January.
Yeah. You know who else? I don't have the stats. You can look that up for me. Who's also played really well since January? Jalen Duren. I mean, it's not just he's finally figuring out a little bit. He's not perfect, obviously, where you sit there, well, maybe the Pistons need a rim protector. He's gotten a little better at that. He's rebounding the ball. Obviously, the alley-oop dunks are the spectacular and the passes from Cade. But even Jalen Duren.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Making a lot of nice passes. Tobias Harris, who, you know, people weren't that excited when they got him. And I said, you know, all his foibles in Philly, the reason a lot of people in Philly didn't like it was because in the playoffs he'd come up really short, and then we don't have to worry about the playoffs here. Wrong-o, Stoney. You do have to worry about the playoffs, but he's been really good since the start of the year. He got off to a slow start. Obviously, the acquisitions of, you know, Beasley and to a lesser extent Hardaway have been really good. And the young guns, especially Asar Thompson, Holland's been okay, but Thompson's been really good. You know, Schroeder's been a really good pickup. I mean, the only guy on this team you could sit there and say, hey, he's really not that good is Fontecchio. He hasn't done much. He's been a little disappointing. But other than that, I mean, Isaiah Stewart, who I was never a huge fan, he's really a guy that this team follows too. Hopefully he can keep all his emotions in check all the time, but he's balling out too right now.
See, but here's the thing, because you're right, they're all balling out, but is it because of what Cade is bringing?
Yeah, maybe.
What Cade is bringing to the court, because he literally can get anywhere he wants on the court to score or to pass the ball. Wherever he wants to get on that court is where he goes. They're not stopping him right now.
No.
It is amazing what he looks like, and while I'm not going to say MVP, there's a lot of people out there talking about MVP.
Look,
I wouldn't put him there, but he's playing really well. I mean, superstar?
I wouldn't call him a superstar yet, but he's trending that way. You know, to me, to be a superstar in most, I don't know, occasions in team sports, at least you have to win a playoff series. I mean, I know the actual award MVP is regular season, but when you're a superstar, you want to be able to be somebody you can sit there and say, yeah, he took this team on his back.
Yeah, I treat the superstar the same way I do the Hall of Fame. You know a superstar. If you got to convince me somebody's a superstar player, they're not a superstar player.
And it's still early. You can still turn into one.
Right, but if you sit there and say LeBron James,
okay.
Yeah, like certain guys, you're right, he is. No, well, if you look at his points average and you look at this and you look, you know, he carries his team. Okay, the more you have to explain, the further away he is from a superstar in my book.
You're exactly right. When you have to massage the conversation into, well, if you look at that, you're right.
It's like asking a GM about a defensive lineman.
Oh.
We'll get to that a little later. But yeah, Cade Cunningham is turning into a superstar. I'm not going to call him a superstar yet. And I know it's semantics. He is a star. There's no doubt about it in my mind. He's a star. And then how much further? He's still freaking really young, and he still hasn't played that many games because of all the injuries he had. So he's only going to get better and better. We've seen his three-point shot improve measurably this season. His mid-range shot, you know, is almost unstoppable because they're afraid to defend him too close because he goes around him so quickly, and he's been a much better finisher. But his mid-range shot has been really, really good as well. So, God, it's so fun to see.
It is, man. And I guess just watching some of the other pieces, because I always knew Cade had it in him. But man, like you said, when I'm looking at Asar Thompson, I'm like, wow. Okay. You're not what I thought you were going to be. I mean, especially since going back to about January 20th, like he's just starting to score and score. Now, yeah, he had a clunker against Dallas, but 11, 16, 16. He had zero against the Cavs, but 10, 2, 12, 13, 12, 14, 16, 16, 19, 8, 14, 10 last night. Like, he's contributing. It's not just everybody stand here and let's watch Cade. It's okay, let me see what I can do as well. So whether he gives it to you from rebounding or scoring, I like the fact that, or block shots, I like the fact that you're getting something from everybody. And it's working. It's almost like, you know, basketball chaos. You got Cade, and then you got a bunch of other people who at any given time can get the job done.
Yep. 248-539-9797. Do I dare bring up the analogy that I got on Twitter last night? Now, okay,
you can bring it up next. Right.
Somebody suggested that are we looking at with Asar Thompson, Dennis Rodman 2.0? Now, Rodman was not a really good outside shooter, if you remember. He ran the floor really, really well, like Asar Thompson does. Obviously, Dennis Rodman was a tremendous defender. He was, you know, defensive player of the year a couple of times. And Ausar Thompson is trending that way on defense, and the way he runs the floor and the dunks like Rodman did. You know, maybe they need, you know, somebody else, like a cohort like Sally. I don't think, you know, Ron Holland is that, or so to speak, yet. But Ausar Thompson, and hopefully he won't go cuckoo like Rodman, but, you know, Ausar Thompson, especially at his age, what's he, 20? Is he 20 years old, Ausar Thompson?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I mean, it was a brilliant, he's turning into a really, really high-end player. A high-end defender.
He's 22.
He's 22?
22.
Okay. He's a little older than I thought, but certainly still really young. And I think, like Rodman, maybe not, you know, go up against a 7'3" guy, I think he could defend anybody else, any position on the court. Like if they play, let's say hypothetically, they play the Knicks in the playoffs, right? I'd put him on Jalen Brunson and just tell him not to go, don't fall for the body and the pump fakes. Other than that.
No, but I mean, with a guy like Ausar Thompson, you know what you do is you just say, you're not going to shut him down.
Right.
Keep him below his average.
Yes.
And we win.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't need you to score a ton of points, but if he's averaging 20 points a game, get him to 12.
Yeah. All right. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We hinted at Brad Holmes. He spoke today. We'll hear from him coming up a little later. Dan Campbell speaks at 3:30. We'll probably hear from him. All that stuff coming up on the Valenti Show with Rico. Me, Stoney, in for Valenti, 97.1 The Ticket.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.